Good evening. Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times. You're tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob, and this week we're featuring a special artist spotlight on the infamous Tom Waits. Off his latest Glitter and Doom double live release, also recent and older gems from the man who only gets better with time. And this one's off Tom's 2006 Orphans release, Dog Door. So keep it locked to this all Tom Waits edition of Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
Lying in the sand. I ain't no extra bill. Got Okay, all right, thank you, all right. Now we can chat a bit. Okay, all right. This is really weird. You know, vultures, and I've seen a lot of vultures since I entered the Texas border. A lot of vultures. The interesting thing about vultures is that, the reason they spend so much time in the air is because they're so light, because they eat so infrequently. So they're mostly feathers, so a lot of times you'll see them doing this and you think, oh, he's probably going to land soon and eat, but a lot of times he's thinking to himself, how the fuck am I going to get down there? Now here's the sad part, and imagine if you had to make the same choice yourself. After dining, and frankly, most vultures that are injured, this is according to the bird rescue, most vultures that are injured were injured while dining. That's kind of sad, to be hit by a car while you're eating. But the problem is once they've landed and they've eaten a lot, they eat so much because they eat so infrequently, they eat so much, they can't take off without throwing up. I know, it's tough. So what a choice. You know, you just had a big meal and you have to lose the whole damn thing just to get back up in the sky again. I think of that all the time when I'm having hard times.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. My name is Skidmark Bob, and we're enjoying a spotlight tribute to the work of Tom Waits. featuring mostly newer tracks like this one off his 2009 live release Glitter and Doom. This is Lucinda Ain't Going Down. Keep it locked to Pop Defect Radio.
I'm the pleaser. I saw opium and fireworks. Now I'm telling my troubles to strangers. When the shadows get long, I'll be dead. Now I am was as black as a bucket of tar.
Mama took the bell, no more.
move out of that ditch, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. Ship is sinking, the ship is sinking. The ship is sinking. There's a leak in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind. Who were the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and warriors. God's away, God's away, God's away on business, business. God's away, God's away, God's away on business, business. Digging up the tank with the shovel and the pick, it's a job. It's a job. Body mood rising with the plague and the front. Join the mob. Join the mob. It's all over. It's all over. It's all over. And there's a leak in the boiler room. The poor, the lame, the blind. Who are the ones that we kept in charge? Killers, thieves, and lawyers.
She was living in hell and publicly she showed her pain. I never once was there, I thought for herself and the ever-growing slices of fortune and pain. Now on the good tales of a dead man she rides, on the good tales of a dead man she rides, on the good tales of a dead man she rides, she rides, on the good tales of a dead man she rides, she rides. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride, yeah. Yeah. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. Up a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man, she'll ride. On the coattails of a dead man.
Indeed, you're tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You could download the show info for the artists. My name is Skinmark Bob, and this week we're enjoying a spotlight tribute to the work of Tom Waits. We just heard a collaboration with Primus, a track called The Coattails of a Dead Man off of Primus's Anti-Pop 1999. We also heard God's Away on Business off the Blood Money release. We heard Lucinda Ain't Going Down off the Glitter and Doom live release 2009. Title track from the Black Rider 1993. Tom Tales. We heard a portion of Tom Tales. That's off of the Glitter and Doom live, which is a whole CD of him basically telling stories, which we'll get more into that later on in the show. We heard Big in Japan off of Mule Variations 1999. Going Out West off of the live Glitter and Doom. And we start off with The Dog Door off of Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards, 2006. And so we continue on with a tribute to Tom Waits. This one's off the Orphans release 2006. It's story time, kids. This one's called Children's Story. Keep it locked, Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com.
Once upon a time, there was a poor child with no father and no mother. And everything was dead, and no one was left in the whole world. Everything was dead. And the child went and searched day and night. And since nobody was left on the earth, he wanted to go up into the heavens. And the moon was looking at him so friendly. And when he finally got to the moon was a piece of rotten wood. And then he went to the sun. And when he got there, the sun was a wilted sunflower. out to the stars, there were little golden flies stuck up there like the shrike sticks them on the blackthorn. And when he wanted to go back down to Earth, the Earth was an overturned piss pot. And he was all alone. And he sat down and he cried. And he is there to this day. All alone. Okay. There's your story. Night, night.
get smaller, she get further away. The roar covers everything you wanted to see. Who's out a raindrop in the corner of your eye? Will you dry your nails and waving goodbye? I said, hey, hey, I will remember you, hey.
Something really interesting, I found interesting anyway. You know, rats don't eat because they're hungry. They're just grinding down their teeth. And if you don't believe that, well, my dad found a rat in a room, a concrete room where there was absolutely nothing to eat, not even a rock. And he'd been in there for 2 weeks and he hadn't had nothing to eat. What happened with his lower teeth, that they'd grown through the roof of his mouth and had come out the top of his head. Yeah, I know. And his uppers had gone down through his chin and they looked like a little goatee. I know. It's hard to find people that are as interested in these things as I am. Thing. Now they found out that elephants in India, you know, they have to wear a big bell around their neck so people know where they are all the time. And you can imagine how fucking annoying that must be, you know, especially in the middle of the night when you're hungry, you know. So elephants now scoop up a big hunk of mud and they stick it in the bell to dampen the clapper. And then they go off in the middle of the night and steal bananas. Pretty good. Okay. Well, we were in Oklahoma for a while. Boy, it's weird in Oklahoma. Well, it's weird everywhere when you think of it like that. But I mean, in Oklahoma, I mean, they got laws. There's laws down there that are still on the books that they feel compelled to enforce. That's what bothers me, and I'm not traveling with an attorney, so it makes it difficult, you know. You can't wash your car on Sunday using old underwear. Especially if you're wearing an unusual haircut. I never got the connection there between the haircut and the underwear. The other thing that's weird is that chewing tobacco is strictly enforced. That took some getting used to. What else? You can't photograph a rabbit in the middle of the week for some reason. It's okay on the weekends. I guess they like it better on the weekends. I don't get it. The other thing is that you can't eat someplace that is also on fire. That really limited our choices. Okay, let's see. There's something else. Oh, here's another weird one. You can't get a fish drunk in Oklahoma. They just had a lot of problems with that. They finally had to put an end to it. And you can't make a monkey smoke a cigarette. That's the other thing. I know. Okay, let's see. Do you know that shrimp, this is really disturbing though, but shrimp are, well, they never give anything to charity. I've never known a shrimp to give anything to charity. And it's always bothered me. And finally someone told me, well, you know, basically they're shellfish. And that's gonna happen. Oh, okay. I knew I went too far with that. Thank you for putting a stop to it.
You can't hang me in a bottle like a cat. Let the crows pick me clean, but for my hat. Steps of the dead, we're all mad.
Here, as the devil sticks his flag into the mud, Mrs. Carroll has run off with Reverend Judd.
Hell is such a lonely place, and a big expensive face will never last.
Graveyard shift. Now, when I was a kid, I always worked jobs at night, and I always had graveyard shifts, you know, and everybody kind of threw that expression around very loosely, and I wondered, what the hell is a graveyard shift anyway? Other than the fact that you're working at night, okay, I know that much, but what's the origin of the expression graveyard shift? And then I worked for a while in a graveyard, and my boss, Joe Crivello, He explained it to me. What happened in the old days, I mean, way back, hundreds of years ago, people were really nervous about being buried alive, you know. Not any more nervous than we are today. It was just that the technology was not really with it. You could be taking a nap and they'd fucking bury you. Right? So there was a law that everybody who got buried had to have a string tied around their wrist in the coffin, and then they'd run it up through the roof of the coffin, and then they'd go up through the dirt, and then they'd go over the branch of a tree on which they would put a bell. And then there's a guy who sits in the graveyard all night long waiting to hear a bell. That's the graveyard shift. And you'll like this one too. The bell and the whole apparatus and everything, you know, if you find a guy who actually is alive in underground, he's called a dead ringer. Mate, I'm not kidding. You know, about a year ago, this is really weird, and I don't tell everybody this. During the summer, I ingested some pond water, you know, and it's the weirdest thing. A couple of days later, I started feeling something moving in there, you know. I thought, am I pregnant? I don't know. Anyway, several months went by, and I finally had to go to the doctor, and they put an ultrasound on me, and they found three toads in my stomach. Oh boy. But you know, they're off to themselves, they're off to one side, and you know, why put them on such a bummer? And it's only a drag when we're watching television, really, you know, when they get really loud, and other than that, you know, I'm fine with them. It's just a thing. Okay, who has the largest brain in proportion to its body? No. The ant. Swear to God. Who has the largest penis in proportion to its body? No. The barnacle, thank you. Okay. Okay, we'll get on to some actual songs in a minute here. There are more insects in 1 square mile of Earth than there are people on the entire Earth. Woo! Think about that. More insects in 1 square mile than there are people. Imagine if they got the vote. Or driver's licenses or anything. Oh yeah, oh, okay. Oh, that's good, now you recognize it, okay. What? Everything. Oh really, okay. Play everything, I don't have that much time. I was out there earlier and I sat in some of those chairs that you're sitting in now. Pretty damn comfortable. Maybe a little too comfortable.
You have your own TV? You mean in the chair? You see, some of the seats are better than others. She has VCR and what else? You got an iPod thing there you can hook into, yeah. Okay, does your chair vibrate? Well, that's the vibrating chair.
I heard it's against the law to have an unusual haircut here. And it's also, you can't buy booze without a note from your wife. That's really weird. You know, I travel with an attorney, of course, so. Here's another thing, a little food thing. You know, every time you get a piece of fish, they give you a little piece of lemon with it. And everybody thinks it's because the flavor is so much better with lemon on it. Untrue. The idea was that when people ate fish originally, They were so afraid of ingesting bones and having the bone caught in their throat and dying. Somebody told them if you put a little lemon in your mouth after you have a bite of fish, it'll kill the bone. It'll dissolve the bone. It'll just disintegrate the bone, which of course is total bullshit, but that's what happened. And now we got lemon and fish and all that. I had a math teacher when I was a kid whose name was Mr. Falby. And he had a piece of fish during a test we were having, and he choked on a fish bone, and he died in the middle of our math test. It was kind of an answer to a prayer that I had made earlier. It wasn't that specific. I didn't mention anything about the fish and the bone, or even on that particular day, but we have a connection, I guess. I'm sorry, what? You're still working at the airport? I'm happy for you. I'll see you on our way out.
And without a doubt, you're listening to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You could download or stream the show there and links to the artists. My name is Skidmark Bob, and this week we're featuring a spotlight edition on the music of Tom Waits. We just heard a portion from Tom Tales off of his Glitter and Doom release 2009 All Live. I believe it's a double album. And the second CD is all this Tom Tales where he tells a lot of little stories. We also heard We're All Mad Here off of Alice 2002. We heard The 219 off of Orphans, Brawlers, Ballers, and Bastards 2006. I Don't Want to Grow Up was in there off The Bone Machine released 1992. Children's Story off of Orphans. We heard Tom with Primus in there off the Anti-Pop released 1999 with The Coattails of a Dead Man. God's Away on Business off the Blood Money release. Lucinda Ain't Going Down. The Black Rider, Big in Japan. Going Out West Live. We started the program with Dog Door. We're going to end with I'll Shoot the Moon off the Glitter and Doom Live 2009. Again, Tom Waits. Special spotlight tribute. One of the very few artists that only gets better with time. Thanks for listening. Pop Defect Radio. PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com.
The moon right out of the sky for you, baby. All these pennies on your eyes for you, baby. I wanna take you out to the fair.
Thank you.
love is the wind on your call, mate. You know the number. How many times have I given you my number? And still you don't call me. Okay. One more time. 893-400-6290-048-296-31.